and welcome to edition 103 of Chatterbox Let's Talk. After 2 months with Alison Applin as our editor, we now have David Potten back in the hot seat. Welcome back, David. What do you have for us in the October 2022 edition?
Hello, Tim. It's good to see you. This is the first edition of Let's Talk since the death of Queen Elizabeth II, so you won't be surprised that our first two contributions mark this sad occasion. Unfortunately, Dorothy Sneasby is unable to join us today, so we only have two of our regular Chatterbox readers here, Neil Haverson and Tony Stimpson. They're joined by Sam Elmhurst, and we will also have a contribution from David Clayton. Angie Kennedy is also with us again, and she will read the editorial that was written by her co-editor, Terry Redhead.
An awful lot has changed since our last issue. In a matter of days and weeks, Queen Elizabeth II has passed, and King Charles III is on the throne. It would be unforgivable of us here at Let's Talk not to take our chance to reflect on Her Majesty and her 70-plus years of devotion, dedication and duty to us all. Probably you are, like me, a traditionalist and a royalist. Perhaps, like me, you're in the "we are grandparents" age group, and yet were born when Queen Elizabeth II was already our reigning monarch. I'm content to say I would have chosen no other history. No one could have served her people better. And I'm sure her son will follow his dear mama's example and rule with equal and similar love, compassion and sincerity. I never got to meet the Queen in person, although I did see her in the flesh many times, thanks to my presence at Royal Ascot over many years. As a horse racing writer, I was one of many from around the world who were privileged to work in the press room at the famous racecourse. Always, without fail, I made sure I was positioned in a little spot that I discovered, close to the railings, so that I had a perfect view of her carriage as it entered the parade ring. I was honoured to bow my head. I told myself and my family every time she'd waved at me. Why was that ritual so important? A tough question. I believe it was because I knew I was in the presence of someone truly without equal, truly deserving of every ounce of respect I could muster, truly the most important person I could ever wish to acknowledge. Many people will have tales to tell of meeting or seeing the Queen. Everyone should cherish those memories. While our lives have been made the poorer by her passing, the history, the coming together of so many people to share their feelings, and the impressive hope and support already offered to and by our new king have been heartwarming. When I was fortunate enough to meet the then Prince Charles, some 15 or so years ago, his ability to put a nervous editor at ease was very apparent. After an initial greeting, it was like chatting to an old friend. Clearly, he had inherited many of his mother's qualities, and I've no doubt his reign will reflect that. I believe, and suspect many of you, our listeners, may think the same, when I say that the outpouring of affection towards all of the royal family is welcome, gratifying, and positive for our nation. In some small, or perhaps not so small ways, all of our lives have been affected by these recent events. For me, I think it may not be right to attend Royal Ascot next year or in the future years. There would simply be someone missing.
Thank you, Angie. I know you've written your own appreciation of Her Majesty, and I will ask you to read it to us in a moment.